Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Rob.
Rob, did you make that pot I saw on your desk?
Oh, yes. Do you like it? I made it in the pottery class I've been attending after work.
I'm impressed, Rob. It looks very professional. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I'm taking it to my pottery class tonight. We're having a competition for best pot.
Rob, go and smash it.
How will smashing it win me the competition?
No, don't physically smash it. I mean, go and win. When we tell someone to smash it, we don't always mean break it. It can mean to succeed or do something very well. We say it to give encouragement. Got it, Rob?
Yeah, I think I have, but let's hear some examples to be sure.
My favourite football team has smashed it and won the cup. She smashed it in her exams and passed every single one. You've trained so hard for the race. You're going to smash it.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're hearing about the phrase smash it, which describes succeeding in something or doing something very well. And let's hope Rob smashes it in his pottery competition.
Yeah, thanks. I hope so. I would do anything to win something. I've got the pot here now, and I have to admit, it does look very good.
It does. A perfect shape. Very smooth sides. Nicely painted. Just like the ones you see in the shops. Hold on.
Yes?
That is the one in the shop. They have lots of them for sale for £5.
Oops! Oh, I really have smashed it now.
You have, and you've smashed it at being a cheat. You can't win a pottery competition with a shop-bought one.
I just wanted to win. I'll have to buy another one now. Could you lend me £5?
No.
Oh, OK then. Bye.
Bye.